From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the second portion of a message entitled, Three Marks of a Friend of God. The text in Genesis chapter 18 records a high privilege accorded to Abraham, a visit by three angelic figures, one of whom was a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ himself. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, the visit occurred following the establishment of the covenant of circumcision, that is, when Abraham and his house had separated themselves unto God. Then there were a number of reasons for the visitation. First, it was to glorify God and to confirm his covenant. Further, the visit warned of the wrath that was about to fall upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Also, it provoked Abraham to prayer as an intercessor. Finally, it demonstrated the Lord's willingness to fellowship with his choice servant. It is a privilege available to all of God's people who will meet the conditions. Before Dr. Cairns comes to the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Continual Guidance. The text is Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. The Lord shall guide thee continually. What aileth thee? Hast thou lost thy way? Art thou entangled in a dark wood? Canst thou not find thy paths? Stand still and see the salvation of God. He knows the way, and he will direct thee in it if thou cry unto him. Every day brings its own perplexity. How sweet to feel that the guidance of the Lord is continual! If we choose our own way, or consult with flesh and blood, we cast off the Lord's guidance. But if we abstain from self-will, then he will direct every step of our road, every hour of the day, and every day of the year, and every year of our life. If we will but be guided, we shall be guided. If we will commit our way unto the Lord, he will direct our course so that we shall not lose ourselves. But note to whom this promise is made. Read the previous verse. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, we must feel for others, and give them not a few dry crusts, but such things as we ourselves would wish to receive. If we show a tender care for our fellow creatures in the hour of their need, then will the Lord attend to our necessities, and make himself our continual guide. Jesus is the leader not of misers, nor of those who oppress the poor, but of the kind and tender-hearted. Such persons are pilgrims who shall never miss their way.
So say have a walk with Jesus, just a moment at a time. I have not wings to soar to, step by step my feet can
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. Once again, that's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. And in this connection, we'd like to call your attention to an especially new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there apostles in the church today? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
important visitation for when it occurred. And because of why it occurred. It occurred to glorify God, to show that He is faithful to His Word, and to show that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. He also comes, and you'll see this in every great movement of the Spirit, He comes to warn of wrath. And of course, God came to provoke to prayer. When He came to Abraham, I think it would be a self-evident truth that He well understood, He well knew that Abraham, on hearing of what was going to happen with the outpouring of God's wrath, would be moved to pray. Where is the Christian? Where is the person who has ever genuinely known grace, who can look into hell and see friends and family and neighbors and sinners all around him trudging on to hell and just be about to drop him to the pit? Where is there a Christian who can look at that and not be moved to pray? I believe a man who could look at that without a burden to pray is not a saved man at all. Not a saved man at all. Abraham had this visitation to provoke him to prayer. So, this chapter opens with a visitation of the Lord to Abraham, and it was a very important visitation. Now, I must confess that I at first thought that Abraham was unaware of who his visitors were. And I thought of those words of Paul to the Hebrews when he said that some had entertained angels unawares. And I had always just sort of assumed that Abraham must have been one of those. The more I thought of it, however, the more I became convinced that that wasn't true. I think it's more likely that it would have been Lot who was entertaining the angels unawares, as you read in the next chapter. I think Abraham did recognize his heavenly visitor. There are various reasons for saying that I'll not go into in detail. I think Abraham was expecting the Lord back after all that had happened in the previous chapter. I think Abraham certainly knew his Lord. Isn't that a lovely testimony for anybody? He knew his Lord. And if there's anything could be better than that, his Lord knew him. We read in verse 19 that God said, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." I know him. What a beautiful statement. The Lord is saying here, I know this man. I can depend on Abraham to be faithful to me. Now, that doesn't mean to say that Abraham was sinless. We have noted in our studies that he was far from sinless, and we'll have to note that again. But the Lord was looking at the basic reality of this man's life. He was sold out to God. And God was saying, I know this man. I can trust this man. This is my friend. What a wonderful testimony. I think that touches the heart of every Christian, because this is something that every Christian really yearns for. Just stop and get this chapter in your mind. To live in the spiritual equivalent of what's described here in Genesis 18 would, for any true Christian, be a dream come true. Now, you go to the worldly man, tell him, you can have your dream. Give me your dream. You can have it. And there'll be somebody who'll want to win the lottery. There'll be somebody who want this and want that. They want to see the world. They want to travel. They want to buy. They want to... They have all these things that they think will make them happy. And, of course, they never do. But if you set down a Christian and say, now, I want you to think this through. Tell me what would be for you your dreams come true. And I think his answer would parallel what Abraham experienced here very, very closely. Close communion with the Lord. Close heart to heart, face to face, communion with the Lord. An experience of the kind of visitation that I have just been talking about. A happy sight of God's promises in Jesus Christ. A real understanding and grasp of the gospel. Having God's well done, a testimony that we're godly guides to our friends and to our family, with an insight into the purposes of God for the world. Let me tell you something. There are very, very few Christians, very few preachers have the slightest clue about that. Every crisis that comes along, you have a certain brand of preachers. They're going to be nameless tonight because I'm afraid of getting carried away off on a tangent. But they interpret their Bible prophecy from yesterday's newspaper or last week's Time magazine or whatever. And the same. It's wonderful how these same Bible passages mean this endlessly changing variety of things. No idea what God's doing in the world. And some of these people who are so big in prophecy are right up to here in their compromise with popery. And I want to tell you, if you don't see popery in prophecy, you're as blind as a bat and you don't begin to know anything about prophecy. Nothing. You don't see where the Pope fits in God's prophetic scheme. I'm going to say scream. Maybe we should scream. But if you don't see where Romanism, Babylonianism, fits into God's prophetic scheme, let me tell you, you know nothing about God's prophetic scheme. That's not a little peripheral thing. That's the heart of the great apostasy. The heart of the great apostasy. Oh, for an insight into what God is doing in the world, what His purposes are. Oh, to live with such a vision of God and such a vision of eternity. And oh, to have what Abraham had, the power to intercede prevailingly with God. Let me tell you, when you put that package together, that for any Christian would be his dream come true, to be able to live in that experience. And Genesis 18 is the happy reminder that such a life is indeed possible. The kind of life I am describing is far from a dream. It's far from something that is held out there like some mirage that the desert traveler may see. You're always running after this thing that seems to get further and further away. No, this is real. It's possible to live in communion with God. It's possible to know that mighty personal visitation of the Lord. It's possible to live with a real understanding of the promises of God's gospel in Jesus Christ. It's possible to establish a testimony as a man or a woman who knows God and is a godly guide to all with whom they have influence. It's possible to have an insight into the purposes of God, because the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. It is possible to become a mighty man or woman in prayer. These are not pipe dreams. These are reality. We see them here in Abraham. But then we go to the last book of the Bible and we remember what Jesus said to the church of the Laodiceans. Now, understand, the Laodiceans were the worst church in Asia Minor. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and will open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. It is very common to use that text as an invitation to sinners. Now, I have no objection to inviting sinners, but I want to tell you that was a text that was given to Christians. This is a tragic thing. Jesus is standing outside the door as far as these people's everyday life and experience was concerned. They were baptized communicant members in the church. But he says, behold, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. I wonder tonight, believer, have you backslidden so far that Christ is on the outside knocking to get in? You come to church and you hear the thud of his fist on the door of your heart, but you come and you go from the place of the holy, rebellious yet. But he says, if any man will open the door. Now that takes away all your excuses. Christian, however you feel, however you've fallen, if any man will open the door, I will come in. I'll do for you what I did in the tent of Abraham. I will come in. I'll sit down with you. I'll sup with you. There be this close communion with God. I never give much credence to the preaching on revival by people like Charles Finney. Led more people into half-crazed bondage that you can have revival when you want it. The only reason a church doesn't have revival, it doesn't want it, takes away all the sovereignty of God in revival altogether. I don't believe that the Scripture supports that, but I do want to tell you this. I believe that any Christian, any individual Christian, can live in the enjoyment of real personal communion with God. Any Christian can know the nearness and the visitation of his Lord. Any Christian can, if he wishes, live in that wondrous, glorious closeness that is here described. I will come in. Any Christian can live with the knowledge of Christ as central in his life. I will go further. Let's understand it. Let's not miss the point of Revelation 3 verse 20. Any Christian who does not have that doesn't have it because he will not open the door to Christ. In other words, if God's people are living their lives at a lower level than the Bible is here setting forth in the 18th of Genesis, if God's people are living without the enjoyment that Revelation 3 verse 20 sets before us, the promise has not gone sour. The purpose of Christ has not changed. There is no fault in the Savior. Fault comes down to us.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.